Missing persons leave frayed edges, stay connected. Eli pysy yhteydessä läheisiisi, on tämän vuoden kadonneet henkilöt -kampanjan viesti. Vaikka 35 000 ihmistä katoaa Australiassa vuosittain, siitä puhutaan julkisuudessa harvoin. Useimmat löytyvät pian, mutta noin 1600 tapausta luokitellaan pitkäaikaiseksi, eli henkilö on ollut kateissa yli 3 kuukautta. Helen Chongin sisko Sally katosi vuonna 2008.
Before Sally disappeared, I never thought about missing persons, or really it wasn't something that was on the top priority list, or even knowing about missing persons. When Sally did go missing, I just could not believe that it happened to us. So it does hit hard, and yeah.
Rebecca Klotz kansallisesta kadonneiden keskuksesta, National Missing Persons Coordination Centeristä, sanoo, että katoamisella on vaikutus jopa läheisten ja ystävien terveyteen ja taloudelliseen tilanteeseen. Hän sanoo, että jos olet huolissasi jonkun olinpaikasta, ota yhteyttä poliisiin välittömästi.
If you do have those serious concerns, we ask people, we invite people to go straight to the police. Get the police on the investigation as soon as possible. If the worst thing that happens is they find the person safe and well, then so be it.
Helen Chongin perhe muutti Australian Hongkongista, kun hän oli lapsi. Kokemuksensa mukaan heillä oli vähemmän vapauksia kuin muilla lapsilla.
When I want to go over to my friend's place when I was a kid, it was always no. But then other kids were, their parents would just say yes all the time, and I used to get really jealous.
Kun Sally katosi, vanhempien asenteet muuttuivat.
Back then, my parents were probably a bit more conservative, like restrictive. Didn't really appreciate us sort of staying back late and partying till 2 a.m. or, you know, not coming home for dinner. But after the event, it just seemed like they'd realize how much they'd controlled us, and they did free up the way that they viewed life and, you know, tried to enjoy it a bit more, spend more time with us. Certainly, they did a lot of things to try to avoid it ever happening again, because they really saw what damage it can do to someone like my sister Sally.
National Missing Persons -keskuksen mukaan jopa puolet kadonneista on matkassa kertomatta kenellekään olinpaikastaan. Helen Cheong kehoittaakin pysymään yhteydessä läheisiin ja ystäviin.
From the experience, what I've sort of learnt from it is that, yeah, it is very important to stay connected, and from the outset, someone may appear to be having a happy life or whatnot, but realistically, they could be going through a whole raft of issues, and that sort of opened me up to this feeling of always needing to ask if someone's okay.
8 vuotta katoamisen jälkeen Helen Chong etsii yhä siskoaan ja toivoo löytävänsä hänet.
It is kind of a cold case right now, because there's not much lead to go off. I guess the only thing you can do is just create awareness and put it out there in the hope that someone does see her face, or she sees it, and that she'll return.
Rebecca Klotz sanoo, että jos jonkun käytös huolestuttaa, keskustelu voi ehkäistä pois lähdön.
In our community, behind every missing person, there's a family, there's friends, there's work colleagues, there's a community. What we're asking people to do is be on the lookout for these people. Missing people leave frayed edges. We want people to stay connected, and if that means the community staying connected around concerns they have with regards to people in their community, then let's do it.
Syyskuun 11. vuonna 2015 tehtiin viimeinen havainto silloin 54-vuotiaasta Ellen Wilsonista. Hän ajoi pankkiautomaatille pohjais New South Walesin Ballinassa. Elizabeth Crook on Ellenin sisko.
We just miss her so much. And there's not a day that goes by I don't think about her, but she was always good to us with family and friends, and she always was a good worker with disabled children and adults as well. And when our mum passed away, she wanted to start afresh, move north, and start a new life, I felt.
Ellenin perhe puhui surustaan samassa New South Walesin kadonneiden viikon avajaistilaisuudessa. Komissaario Jody Shepherd johtaa New South Walesin poliisin kadonneiden henkilöiden yksikköä.
Missing persons have a profound impact on the family and friends who are left behind, who don't know the answers to where their family are, who wake up in the morning hoping that someone will come forward with information that can be the critical piece that will help solve the puzzle and help police bring that person home.
Shepherd sanoo, että katoamisten takana saattaa olla useita syitä.
Some people are missing voluntarily and some people are missing involuntarily. And there are a lot of factors that affect why people go missing. For example, Alzheimer's, mental health issues, drug addiction, poverty. Their circumstance in relation to their work, depression.
Etsivä Cameron Lindsay johtaa Ellen Wilsonin katoamiseen liittyvää tutkintaa. Hän vetoaakin henkilöihin, jotka ovat kadonneet tieten tahtoen.
Well, I think you can see certainly from today the effect on families and friends and just how upsetting it is not only for the immediate family but for the larger friends and other people. Just a phone call to the police to say that they're all right can be that just a bit of comfort to the family. They don't need to get in contact with the family. If they call police and they don't wish to be contacted by the family, we don't force that. But it's a matter of just giving a bit of closure, a bit of comfort to their loved ones, to the people that really care about them.
Poliisin mukaan yleisön apu kadonneiden löytämisessä onkin tärkeää, ja he kehoittavat kaikkia, joilla on tietoa kadonneista, ottamaan yhteyttä. Vähäpätöisiltä tuntuvilla seikoilla saattaa olla suuri merkitys.